In order to open up, we do have to follow our mitigation plan, which is patrons need to remain masked throughout the entire showing of the film and the whole time inside the theater. They need to stay within their family pods, and we do have to do that general screening, which will involve the temperature and just the standard questions, which I think people are very accustomed to nowadays. Until we hear otherwise, that is what the plan that we've currently had approved, not only by the community, but also by our executive board.
Okay. And by being masked the whole movie, there's no concessions?
No concessions at this time, and we do not want people bringing in their own concessions either. So no beverages and snacks at this time, unfortunately. The goal would be to open that up as soon as we can get the clearance to do so, and then we would open concessions up as soon as possible.
We kind of talked about this earlier in the spring. It sounded like it might be happening earlier in the year. That was the hope. But then, almost like the same week, there was the outbreak.
Right. So as far as I understand right now is that we, as long as there's not like a really huge outbreak, we'll be able to maintain with the opening. I haven't heard otherwise, and it seems like numbers are staying low in the community, which is fabulous for us. Those document records, obviously, from the screening would be available to the public health nurse at any point if there was another outbreak. So people need to know that. And then the other big change for us, at least, is that due to changes within the movie release industry, we are going to be now running films for 2 weekends in a row. They're doing a lot of simultaneous release on digital in people's homes where they can purchase it for a single use, and or opening at the theaters at the same time. And so in order for us to be able to maintain business, we're trying to get movies as they're released as soon as possible. So there'll no longer be this delay of 30 days before a movie comes to Petersburg, for example. Our goal would be to get it within that week or 2 weeks from the new release date, which is pretty exciting for Petersburg. So Cruella is coming out. I think it's coming out this weekend. We're getting it this weekend. So
the movies, they'll be able to be shown here in Petersburg right when they're being shown for the first time across the country. But because of that, then they'll run for a couple weeks.
Right, exactly. So we'll have to run them in 2-week sets. And that is something that there's been a lot of changes in the movie industry since the pandemic. The individual that we work with to schedule movies and book them, his response has been that he has never seen what's happening right now in the movie industry in his 30, 40 years of being in the business. And so there's a lot of changes. And so one of those changes is we need to adapt by it. And our way of adapting is to get new releases, but run them for a longer period of time.
And part of the problem you've had this past year running this movie theater business here in Petersburg was just getting movies, right?
Right. They were not releasing movies to the theaters because there was no theaters that were open for showing. And so that's when all of it got started. It was movies were, one, being delayed and delayed for extended periods of time, or they would postpone it, you know, for months on end. And then finally, when it was released, it was just being released digitally. And so we're hoping that now we're on the uphill swing of that because there are theaters opening around the country. It sounds like the theaters that are opening are more smaller theaters like ourselves. So that is, once again, advantageous for our business. Yeah, we're excited that we can start having more options here in Petersburg.
Do you know how long this phase might last?
I don't. I think it's really just, you know, we're going to just continue to watch things as they progress. I think we have to be able to roll with it, just like we all have learned to do in this last year of the pandemic, you know. So hopefully, I mean, I would love us to be able to have the concessions open at some point during the summer, but I think there's so many other variables, it's hard to know. We're just really excited to be able to offer this in our community again.